At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
I always get excited when a product I have previously used is launching a new AI feature. So today on the podcast, we're going to be talking about Wix and their new AI feature to essentially allow you to use text to generate an entire website. This is amazing. And this is something that previously was sort of conceptually possible, right? You could go and get something like Midjourney to design your website. You could get something like OpenAI's ChatGPT to write the content for your website. But Wix is taking this to a whole new level. They're moving past templates, past website templates, and now to a point where they're using algorithms and AI to essentially generate and compose an entire website for you. So today on the podcast, we're going to be diving into what is possible with this new technology, what you're actually able to do, and what its implications are for the industry. So I think the headline thing here is that in the past, site creation on platforms like Wix and WordPress was predicted or was essentially done by tweaking different templates, right? Like I've been building on WordPress websites forever for 10 plus years. And yeah, it's always been, you always go and got to download a template and you kind of tweak it and work with it. But Wix's new innovation really just leapfrogs this entire approach, and it leverages AI and algorithmic intelligence to build some really unique digital presences. So the head of product over at Wix, that's Ara Asif, says that the company has woven a blend of out-of-the-box models like ChatGPT and DALL-E and some proprietary tools to achieve this. This is important. I mean, I think every company should do this, or at least say this. Like, you don't want to, definitely do this. But it's not as impressive when you're like, yeah, we just use, ChatGPT and DALL-E to, like, generate a couple things. I mean, it's kind of cool, but you want to be able to say we use proprietary tools. Notice you didn't hear them say proprietary AI tools. Literally, they just mean, I mean, everything's a proprietary tool, just the way you glue things together. So that's interesting, actually. I didn't realize, but yeah, very, very clever on their part. Everyone should say we're using proprietary tools to achieve this. Anyways, the text generation is done by ChatGPT, while the image creation and other components are taken care of by DALL-E, which, in my opinion, is absolute flaming garbage. So not to hate on this new thing, but I cannot imagine any useful website that actually keeps the DALL-E generated images in place. Now, that being said, maybe you go make an amazing website. It's got a bunch of horrible placeholder images with people that have 10 fingers. Like, how has DALL-E not fixed the 10 finger problem? Every single image generator that has come out has fixed that. I feel like OpenAI, because ChatGPT got so popular, just completely left DALL-E 2 like in the dust and just let it turn into a flaming heap of garbage. So apparently Wix does have its own AI models that are going to be doing some of this. So if the AI site generator lives up to its potential, I think it's set to make the world of website building a lot easier than it was before, a lot more accessible than it was before. So there was kind of like a promotional video that they released with this, and it kind of showed a chatbot, which they have called Wix AI, which was essentially, kind of sitting there and inquiring about what you're planning on doing with the site. So the user responds that they're going to build a fitness site, and they give some specifics for it. So after, you consider the details, the AI shows a few different fitness trainers' images for the user to pick one that best reflects their style and kind of vibe. So after they've selected that, the user just hits generate site. And then as the graphical whirlwind subsides, a brand new website is born within seconds, right? That just generates this whole thing. So I think the user at that point can then go and tweak the website by requesting alternative layouts or styles, right? Still using this chat thing. They can they can select things from the selected options. So while of course their demo video looks super sleek and snazzy, it's, I think, left to be said what the actual process resembles. I think it definitely could look like a horrible AOL homepage back from the early 2000s and have a clunky experience. There's the possibility that that happens. It's kind of tricky with these companies when they show off their AI demos, because, it's obviously easy to make a demo look good, but I guess even Google doesn't always do that, because with their first demo of Bard, they did not make it accurate, and that crashed their stock price pretty severely, which seems like they've recovered from with all their new AI tools. But in any case, typically demos are a lot better than, they can be better than the product. So we're just hoping that the product is as good as the demo appears. I think the AI crafted website really comes out with a very impressive and professional flair in this demo video, which might be a little bit generic, but it is way, way ahead of anything achievable on, you know, WordPress per se, stock WordPress, or even Wix, you know, 2 weeks ago. So I think this modernization of these website builders is a really big move. Websites are still a very big part of the ecosystem of tech today. And so I think the fact that you can now have these like overlaying scrolling animations, image cutouts, and a lot of eye-catching elements, and all sorts of sliders and all this kind of stuff that's now generated with AI, you don't have to go figure out complex templates or plugins to get this stuff working like you typically do on WordPress, I think makes this an incredible, incredible option. If, of course, they pull it off correct, and if it is, if the actual product is as good as the demo video. So when asked about the customization scope after the site's, you know, AI generation, SF assured, I think a Verge reporter or something reached out to them, and SF assured them that the users would retain complete control of every aspect of the site via the Wix editor. So essentially you can get this thing totally generated on AI, and then you can just edit it and have complete control just like it was a regular Wix site with the regular Wix editor. So although the AI crafted content looks solid in the demo, the accuracy of the chatbot generated details might be, you know, a challenge to keep in check. I don't think that's going to be that big of an issue. You know, SF says that ChatGPT has an inherent model to prevent inappropriate content generation, and that OpenAI's moderation tools would be put to use. Here's what I think is interesting is the fact that these companies are now trusting OpenAI enough to completely integrate ChatGPT into, you know, something like website generation, website building. And I think that just speaks to how far OpenAI has come since they've launched. And even since older versions and older models they have, they really do have a solid safety layer. And people evidently in the, you know, corporate side, enterprise are trusting that, which I think is a really good, just a really good sign. So I think amid rising copyrights concerns around AI, Wix maintains that any content generated by their artificial design intelligence would fall under their responsibility, bearing copyright and other intellectual property rights under local and international laws. But if OpenAI's chatbot violates a copyright, users will have to, you know, take on that responsibility. So SF pointed out that users need to verify the content before publication of their site. And he emphasized that Wix, you know, really opposes any form of abusive or fraudulent content published on their platform, blah, 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 boilerplate response. Like, that's a kind of a given. But I think what's really interesting here is that Wix does have its own, it's called the ADI, or Artificial Design Intelligence. And he says, you know, whatever's done by the artificial design intelligence will bear the copyright for it. And essentially that's like the layouts and all that kind of stuff, which, to be honest, was probably trained on their own templates, not even like other website templates. So at the end of the day, yeah, there's not really any copyright infringements that are going to come out of Wix. Wix isn't going to have any sort of issue. The one place that you will see issue that I think people do have to worry is he said anything ChatGPT generates, or DALL-E, is subject. And of course, DALL-E has had some issues with their training data set. So I think at the end of the day, users can use this to generate a whole site, but they're going to want to swap out the images and like modify the text or verify it and whatever to make sure everything is good. I think the biggest issue here is going to be the images. I mean, an easy no-brainer fix on something like this is getting integrations with maybe like Adobe's platform, where they have, you know, they guarantee that everything that was trained on their image generator was done with their own data set that they have the rights to, and that they pay the artists that have content on there, so there is no copyright issues. If you can get platforms that are as good as Midjourney but without the copyright issues of Midjourney, then I think that will also be good. So overall, I think there are solutions in this space. I think this is an amazing product. This is going to be a big first step, but if DALL-E doesn't get their, you know, get their platform fixed and figured out, I think that that will quickly be replaced by a better image generator.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode, breaking down how AI is impacting your industry. Today's episode is sponsored by AIbox, a no-code AI app builder and marketplace, which just launched a crowdfunding campaign. If you are interested in investing in a new AI startup, you can go to republic.com/AI-box. I'll leave a link in the show notes as well to learn more. The minimum investment is $150 and the maximum investment is $100,000. Until next time, have a fantastic day.